The primary election is almost here. Vote centers will be open May 7th from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Make your vote count. Visit vote.indy.gov for more information. This message was paid for by the Marion County Election Board.
It's the Wake Up Call with KB and Andy on 93.5 and 107.5, The Fan.
With the first pick in the 2024 WNBA Draft, the Indiana Fever select Caitlin Clark, University of Iowa.
Obviously, getting to play with Aaliyah, that lights your eyes up as a point guard. But yeah, I think it's just exciting. They want to get back to their winning ways. Obviously, championship pedigree there, and what Lynn has done has been absolutely incredible. So I can't imagine a better place. Obviously, it's the Midwest. Everybody knows it's going to be a hard ticket to get. So if you haven't got your tickets yet, you better get them now. I'm excited.
It's amazing. I cannot believe that many people are here for the draft party. It's such an exciting moment. We're thrilled to select with the first pick, Caitlin Clark.
I'm very lucky to be going there to an organization that really loves women's basketball. I mean, you see it today. I think they had 17,000 tickets claimed to just watch the draft. I think that shows the excitement in Indianapolis. It's a great basketball city. Obviously, what the Pacers have been able to do this year is special in the playoffs. And yeah, I think I'm just excited. And like you said, there's a lot of young talent on the team. And, you know, just getting back to the playoffs and doing everything we can to win a lot of basketball games is certainly the goal.
Indy, are you ready for it? That is the song choice from Mark Dykton there, courtesy of one and only Taylor Swift. If Caitlin Clark uses the word excited, I'm a little nervous maybe to ask our next guest, Lynn Dunn, how she would describe her level of excitement from last night. The scenes in the war room were outstanding. At one point, it looked like some sort of toast was going on in there late into the night. The one and only Lynn Dunn joins us now. Coach, describe your level of excitement, if you don't mind.
Well, I think you noticed there was some champagne flowing around the room, so we were celebrating, absolutely celebrating a thrilling moment.
I absolutely love that. Your energy, obviously, is second to none. Was there a moment, and this might be very early in the process, where, I mean, hell, it could have been early in Caitlin Clark's career at Iowa, where it hit you like, this is different. Like, this is a level that I don't know if I've seen in the women's game, or if I've seen it, it hasn't been for quite some time. Was there a moment that you were kind of struck by that?
I think so. When you saw the attention she was receiving as she was breaking all these records this year, you know, she was breaking Kelsey Mitchell's record, then she was breaking Kelsey Plum's record, and everybody was talking about it. And I mean, everybody. People were even betting on what day she would break the record. And then when she chased Pistol Pete Maravich's record, I think that just kind of sent everybody over the top of like, wow, this is really unbelievable. And I think those, as she chased those records, in my mind, I was like, what? I've never seen anything like this.
Lynn Dunn joining us here on the Payless Liquors Hotline. I got to ask you this because it was brought up. You know, we've had John, but you've had to kind of dance around just naming her, right? And just openly talking about Caitlin Clark.
So, you would dip her toes in the water a little bit.
Exactly. You could dip your toe, but you couldn't just give us the entire answer. And I found you said this last night, and Coach Sides said this as well, that, you know, maybe it was like 50-50 whether Caitlin was actually going to come out this year. She could go back to Iowa and make a lot of NIL money. When you saw the tweet, because you were the first one, when you saw the tweet from Caitlin that she was going to put her name in the WNBA draft, what was that moment like? And then Coach Side said you texted her and you guys had a back and forth. What was that moment like when you told Coach, hey, Caitlin Clark's going to be available here in a few months?
Well, it was the last day of February. I'll never forget that day the rest of my life when we saw that she had declared for the draft, because the minute she declared, we knew exactly what we were going to do. It was well done. It was overdone. It had come undone. We had done it. We're taking Caitlin Clark, but we were told by the league to keep it under wraps until the draft last night, and you know, not do anything to try to adversely affect her senior season, you know, be respectful. And we did that, but we knew exactly what we were going to do. So then we could start focusing on draft pick number 15 and 27, because we knew what we were going to do at one.
She is the Hall of Famer, WNBA champ. She is the GM of the Indiana Fever, the one and only Lynn Dunn with us here on the Payless Liquors Hotline. Coach, I guess, I don't really know a great way to ask it, but like, how do you prepare for her celebrity? Do you do things differently? I mean, there's a whole lot, obviously a tremendous player, but there is a whole lot off the floor that comes with this. I would say mostly good, but like, how do you just start the preparations when you guys are playing in less than a month for everything that comes with the Caitlin Clark experience?
You know, that's a great question. And we've never been down this path before. We can't draw on past experiences, you know, but I can tell you this, we will surround her with a tremendous amount of support, resources, security. You know, we'll make sure that she's taken care of, and we'll slowly and deliberately go down this path with her agents, with her family, and with all the resources that we have at Pacer Sports and Entertainment. I'm just thrilled that how excited and supportive they are about what we're doing with the Fever.
I loved it. On several occasions last night, Caitlin Clark made it very clear, get your tickets now. Midwest people, Big Ten country,
oh, yeah.
Get your tickets now. Those in Assembly Hall that booed me, get your tickets now. Can you speak at all to the ticket ramifications? I know you guys averaged, I think it was around 4,000 in attendance last year. Any idea what your ballpark number looks like for this season?
Well, all I know is the day that she declared for the draft back in February, the tickets blew up. And ever since then, they've been consistently selling. And then last night with the draft, I have no idea what happened in the last 24 hours. I feel sure we're really headed to some major sellouts.
Yeah, there's no doubt. What was it, KB? Fanatic said they sold out of all of her jerseys?
In an hour.
In an hour. So, Coach.
Now, that is stunning.
Yeah.
Every time I turn around, I'm using the word stunning. When I saw that all the sizes, all of them sold out, you know, like in an hour. And then for us to have 10,000 people in Gainbridge last night just for the draft party, I'm like, whoa, what is going on here?
Yeah,
10,000 people to watch TV.
Yeah, there's watching TV. It was the scenes there were absolutely fantastic. Lynn Dunn with us here on the Payless Liquors Hotline on this Tuesday on The Fan. Whether this be on the floor, off the floor, a combination of both, what will be her biggest challenge, do you think, in year one going from college to the professional ranks?
Well, it's always the adjustments for both the NBA guys and the WNBA guys, the physicality of the game. You know, you're 21, 22, and you're playing up against players that are 28, 29, 30 that have been in the weight room. You know, so adapting to that physicality, the pace of the game, it's faster, it's quicker. Everybody's good. You know, there's no weak links there. So just adapting to that. But I think she's uniquely prepared for that because she's so physically strong.
Coach, I would say one thing that kind of struck me in watching much more of her this season was honestly the passing and the vision. Like, you know, we certainly see the SportsCenter highlight reel threes from the volleyball line and all of that. But wow, I was just, you know, I thought it reminded me a lot of Steph Curry, if I'm to be fully honest, of just the ball handling and the passing and the vision. Like, I guess, could you speak to her just kind of as a player outside of obviously the extraordinary, you know, 30-footer she's able to knock down on a routine basis?
Yeah, I think that's the key thing about her that makes her even more special than just a scorer is her vision, her passing ability. She does remind me of Curry. She also reminds me of Sue Bird, who is one of our all-time greats in the WNBA. They see the game a couple of seconds ahead. They know where the player's going to be, and they're able to put the ball there for them. And let me tell you something, that's a gift. Not very many people have that gift. And so we're excited about how she's going to make everybody else better on the floor. Kelsey Mitchell, Aaliyah Boston, Melissa Smith. You run, she's going to get you the ball.
Coach, I dream about playing Augusta National with Tiger Woods. Did you sit there last night and dream about some of those names you just mentioned playing with Caitlin Clark?
Well, I do. What I'm worried about is finding me a seat in the arena. I'm afraid they've sold my seat. So I got to get in the building first. Yes, you know, a lot of people have kind of compared her a little bit, the phenomenon and all the excitement, to when Tiger came on the scene. You know, there's just kind of overwhelming, wow, wow, wow. And that's kind of what we're feeling right now.
Lynn Dunn with us here on the Payless Liquors Hotline. You know, I ask you this, and obviously your season has not started, and when it does here in a few weeks, you guys will have a true identity, and we'll find out more about the team and how Caitlin fits in and making Aaliyah Boston and others better and making their job easier, quite frankly. But you all are going to have so many new people, even in this state, consuming your product. You know, if someone is consuming your product for the first time here in a few weeks, what do you hope they see with the DNA here of the team that you built?
Well, I think they're going to see a franchise that's always been committed to being as competitive as possible. We'll never quit. We'll play hard all the time. We'll be fun to watch. And then we're also going to give back in the community. We're going to be extremely committed to doing everything that we can to stay connected with the community. And that's a value of Pacer Sports and Entertainment.
Coach, I definitely want to make sure we gave you the chance to talk a little bit about your other two draft picks from last night, some Big Ten flavor on the defensive end of the floor there in round two, and then SEC country there in round three for you.
Well, we love the Big Ten, and we now have three Big Ten players. It's a rugged, physical, tough conference. So anytime we can get a player from IU or Ohio State, you know, we're thrilled. Celeste Taylor brings us a defensive intensity that we need, and then we picked up another tough player from the SEC, which is a great conference. Another long, strong, physical guard. And so we think those two added to our camp will really make it competitive.
Coach, I don't need to remind you of this. And again, Lynn Dunn with us here on the Payless Liquors Hotline. I don't need to remind you of the playoff drought, but I guess we'll end with this. Do you believe this is a playoff team in 2024?
I thought last year we were a playoff team, and we were challenging down the stretch for the playoffs, and then Alyssa Smith got hurt, and that kind of bad news, she got hurt. The good news, it thrust us back into the lottery, so here we are. I definitely think this is a playoff potential team. If we stay healthy, everybody clicks and connects like I think we will. Get us in the playoffs and watch out.
Coach, last time we talked to you, you were in a bit of sorrow because your Wildcats had just lost to Oakland in round one of the tournament. I would say vibes are slightly different here on this Tuesday morning with us, correct?
You would have to bring up the Wildcats, wouldn't you? The good news is the Wildcats have gone in a new direction, and they've got a new coach, men and women, and I'm excited for them again. Way to go.
I mean, that scene in Rupp Arena on Sunday, that was like a tent revival, Lynn. That's what it was.
Well, that doesn't surprise me a bit. 22,000 in Rupp Arena for a press conference. But see, that's bringing Mark Pope back home.
Honestly, similar scenes we saw in Gainbridge Fieldhouse last night, and sounds like we are going to be seeing quite often this season. Coach, congratulations. Always enjoy our conversations. I know it's been a long journey, and it seems like there's some great pieces in place to speed this up and get it back into the postseason, like you just said. So, thank you for the time.
Yeah, just like Caitlin Clark said, you better get those tickets. You better get them quick.
We'll be plugging it, Coach. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. You guys have a great day.